Earth, sky.
Today, using satellites to get the big picture of an oil spill, we spoke with Michael Goodman. He manages the Natural Disasters Program for NASA, which tracked the Gulf of Mexico oil spill in 2010.
NASA satellites, we were able to monitor the progression of the oil spill from the initial blowout on April 20th and throughout the summer months as the oil slick grew and spread and impacted the coastal ecosystems along the Gulf Coast.
Goodman said that NASA's Aqua and Terra satellites in space joined with research aircraft to give a big picture view of Gulf waters and coasts threatened by the oil spill.
The information provided to the emergency responders that were to help direct the authorities where to place the oil booms and direct the oil skimmers to clean up the effort. To get a sense of the sheer size and the magnitude of the oil slick, that was best conveyed to the public through the large-scale satellite images.
Over 180 million gallons of crude oil spilled into the Gulf of Mexico before the ruptured underwater well was capped in July of 2010. Goodman said satellites continue to monitor the coastal marshes, beaches, and open water.
But just by viewing the area over a 3-4 month period, it doesn't really get the complete annual growth cycle of the seagrasses and the marshes. So we have to go back and monitor the area over the longer time period.
Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.